Thank you. I'd like to express my gratitude to all of the esteemed expert panelists for sharing your insights today. As a case with many human rights concerns, humans themselves are frequently the perpetrators of human rights violations resulting from environmental damage. However, it is not always straightforward, as you already mentioned, to determine cause and effect, given that the effects of environmental damage can occur at multiple points along the causal chain before they reach humans. The consequences of environmental damage can take months or decades to manifest in human society. This is why, in contrast to direct violation of human rights, it takes a long time to raise awareness. However, because the victims are all of humanity, not just a few countries or class of people, there is a compelling reason for all to reduce the pollution and destruction of the environment. The human rights most frequently violated by environmental degradation is a right to health. The presence of microplastics has become a significant environmental concern in a relatively short period of time. The most concerning aspect of microplastic is their potential for being absorbed into the body without any noticeable symptoms, which can result in a range of adverse health effects. Furthermore, also as you point out, even if immediate action were taken to cease the use of microplastics and dispose of plastic waste, the accumulation of non-biodegradable plastic debris across the globe would persist, resulting in a continued influx of microplastics into the ecosystem. Overall, I hope that the research and discussions conducted by the UN Human Rights Council Advisory Committee will facilitate the recognition and articulation of this issue as a concrete human rights agenda. Thank you.